Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, your humble host, coming to you from downtown San Francisco, California, from the home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, the network that started it all. Sliced bread, high button boots, the internet with Al Gore, and we said, let's just talk sports 24 hours a day. Forget the hard news. It's depressing. It's sensationalistic. It's dumb. It sucks. And then we added, a little more than 15 years ago, and I've been doing this show that long, is this show, the Video Game Review, where we just talk about video games, and not just sports video games, all video games. I am a gamer just like you. I don't make the games. I don't design them. I did think one up, but I didn't get credit for it, but Madden? No, not that one. But I do love them. I think life would only be half as good without video games, and so we're going to talk about them together for the next hour. And welcome those of you listening on Sports Byline, also SB Nation, all the fine stations along that great network, and on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. So wherever you might happen to be, getting a lot of NFL news on your Sunday, and taking a little respite here to talk about the golden age of video games, of which we are in right now. Doesn't mean that everything's great. There's still a lot of garbage out there. We'll sift through together. You're my unpaid correspondents. Tell me what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, what is getting you hyped, what's overhyped, what is underhyped. We'll do it together at the toll-free line. Don't write it down, dial it up. Here it is. Ready? 888. No, it isn't. It's 800-878-PLAY. Where am I right now? 800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Big shout out to the troops listening on The Voice on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries. We know the troops love their video games. We love the troops for allowing us to sit at home in relative safety and play this stuff. So thank you wherever you are. Stay safe. Come home soon. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all apropos applications. And also Twitch, twitch.tv. I got one of my webcams working. There I am. Hi, how are you? Search for Sports Byline USA. Also, sportsbyline.com. I got an interview with an Overwatch Championship guy this weekend coming up. We're giving away a game at 40 after. How are we going to pack it in? Come on back and find out on the Video Game Review.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to a man all about what's going down in Philly. Overwatch World Championships. He is there. Also, we will have at 40 after, I'll give away a brand new game as I always do. I'll let you know what the new games are coming out this week. And that kind of good stuff. Let's start off the show by what have you been playing this weekend? Well, playing a little FIFA. That's right, FIFA 20. And I'll never forget, I want to say it was Christmas of 1991. Might have been 92, but I remember getting it, somebody gave it to me as a present. And yes, I was a grown man at the time. it wasn't from Santa, I don't think. But I got FIFA for the Genesis, and it was the first time ever that you could hear the crowd sing. And it was nothing really, legit, but just kind of, ole, 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 you know, a little of that, a little of this. And I just think about how far this franchise has come since those days, and that was groundbreaking at the time on the Genesis. Really good. And I loved Super Soccer on the SNES. That was the first game to have yellow and red cards. And they had, I remember the original soccer game on the Genesis. It was top down and it was all players from the 1986 World Cup. They had real names. Super Soccer didn't. But FIFA, we started to get a little bit closer. And this is one of the biggest franchises in the world. And I'll get into some of the new features, but you might have heard, since it came out on Friday, a lot of bad headlines saying that the career mode is marred. Mostly that when you play an AI team, they field severely weakened squads. Now, EA says that they are aware of this issue, but they said that it will not be fixed in the next patch. And it includes, strong teams finishing down low on league tables, glitches when editing players, such as their position randomly changes. People have recommended don't try and change the shoes, your soccer boots, for those. And there were some European club competitions that just wouldn't start. So EA has responded directly, point by point, to some of the bugs. And there was a Q&A posted online this morning that you can find in the FIFA community global franchise. The lead of that, by the way, is a guy named Corey Andress. And he was talking about the team is either investigating the problem or has already found a solution that will be included in a future update. And he said the development team was, quote, aware and prioritizing fixes for this area and have been successful in identifying some of the issues, end quote. But he couldn't provide a timetable for the fixes except by saying it won't be immediate. That's because the first patch is already locked and loaded. So they can't change the patch. Think about that. You need a patch for a patch? Who said you need a balm? Who told you to put the balm on? So he concludes this, Andress, quote, I am fully aware that that is not what you want to hear now, but I also don't want to leave you without answers on this one. We are continuing to prioritize and push these issues with urgency, so hopefully we'll have more to share soon. So I know because of this, a lot of people are giving this game a 7, which was a perennial 9 at the very least. And it's because of these bugs. Now, I saw this once with Madden 21. Remember Madden, the 20th anniversary edition? The next year, I remember it came out. They had the black hole on the wrong end of the Oakland Coliseum. The ref pointed the wrong way. I don't know if sometimes they mail it in. I would find that hard to believe. But you would think a franchise this huge, this global, that they would have bug tested the crap out of this. But maybe they left it late. Maybe they couldn't get it all together. This is one of those titles that you can't say we need an extra year. Oh, no, it has to come out. And believe me, there are some guides when I traveled in the 80s in Europe. Fodors and Frommers. And I remember just ripping up both of those books. One of them was in Denmark, and I walked all the way down this long avenue to get to a brewery, which wasn't there. And then there's another one I walked for like miles and miles to get to this moped rental place. It hadn't been a moped rental store in 3 years. They just mailed it in. And I just remember shredding that. I'll never trust one of those guidebooks ever again. It's garbage. Fodors and Frommers, asked for them by name. Thumbs up from Rick Tittle. No, thumbs down. But this FIFA game, you just wonder how this can happen. And maybe they did leave it late. But they sure added a lot of stuff. They really did. And what they have done on the ball, they say pick your target and time it from the right spot. Add curl, dip, knuckle to free kicks. The new aiming mechanic gives you more creativity from dead balls. Strafe dribbling, move with more agility, lure the defender in, beat him with skill or speed. New strafe dribbling adds new dimensions for attacking play in FIFA. Controlled tackling, take back possession with active touch tackling and new animations that reward you for well-timed defensive play. And also, composed finishing with more clinical finishing when one-on-one. More risk with volleys and long shots. Overhauled shooting creates more realism in front of goal in FIFA 20. That's on the ball. How about off the ball? First of all, I have to say the facial recognition and just graphics are pretty amazing. They really are. I mean, you can see the slow growth in the beard of Kyle Walker, the glare in a Van Dijk, the protruding prominent chin of a Harry Kane, Hyunmin Son, Toby Alderweireld, Dele Alli. It's pretty amazing what they've done. But they do say they have something called now dynamic one-on-ones. Change the course of the game in both defense and attack with increased control and more options in 1v1 situations during matches. says the AI defending overhaul. Win it back with better defensive support from AI-controlled players via an overhaul positioning and tracking system, tackling system. The natural player movement. Experience much more natural and realistic movement all over the pitch with innovations in player positioning and movements. And then the ball. Football-informed motion, they call it. How? Realistic ball movement with more authentic spins and bounces create a true-to-life match experience in FIFA 20 and new shot trajectories, curling shots, dripping feet kick. We're going a little early here? I think we're about a minute early there. Curling shots, dripping free kicks, knuckleballs, first-time rising strikes, all made possible by the new ball motion system as well. And then you can get into some of the notes as well. They call them the pitch notes, and they say it's a deeper dive, and you can really get into the 1v1. It's really about knowing your controllers. Like, you know, if you want a lofted ground pass, XX, A plus A, lofted ground through ball, triangle, triangle, YY, slow dribble, L2, R2, LS, L2, R2, LS again. Goalkeeper cross intercept, triangle, Y hold. Now, you have to be a Street Fighter aficionado to know this stuff, but it is there. And this is why when you go to these championship tournaments, you're going to have it. All right. There's a little Mario. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Overwatch Championships with the man behind it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is a huge weekend for the Overwatch League. Their 2019 Grand Finals at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. And joining us right now is John Spector, Senior Director, Product Strategy and Biz Ops from Activision Blizzard. That's kind of cool. You are the biz when it comes to Blizz, huh?
I've never had anyone point that out to me before, but I like that, and I reserve the right to use that in the future.
Hashtag it, put it on your business card.
Yeah, it's. I'll have to talk to the team about that.
Well, when you think about how things went with the Overwatch League Grand Finals last year, and you're at the Barclays Center there in Brooklyn, and even more impressive than that is around the world an estimated 10 million fans. You kind of think, well, is this going to grow? Are people going to get burned out? Because in the video game world, it's always about what's next, and you guys have kept it rolling. It's very impressive.
Yeah, thanks so much. We continue to be inspired by all of our fans around the world. The 2019 season for Overwatch League has been really successful, and it's ultimately thanks to the fans and their excitement around what we're building. And as we head into Grand Finals here in Philadelphia on Sunday, celebrating that moment, we're going to have a sold-out Wells Fargo Center here in Philadelphia and broadcasting live to millions more fans around the world. So it's exciting to share that moment with all of them.
You know, I always have to throw this in. How are you personally in Overwatch as a player? Where would you rank your skills?
Not good. there's more than 40 million people around the world who have played Overwatch. This weekend, we're going to watch the best 12 of them in the entire world, and they're at a totally different level. I love the game myself. It's a ton of fun. I'm a really competitive person, and normally if I'm bad at something, I stop doing it, or I'll tell you I don't like it. And Overwatch has been an exception to that for me. I'm quite bad, but I still love the game, and it's a lot of fun to play.
You know, when I think about your games early on, and I've been playing video games my whole life, and I remember it was the early 90s, and it was the original Warcraft and Diablo. I want to say like 92, 93, somewhere in there. And did you ever think it would get to the point where you'd merge with Activision, all the games, all the brilliant developers and titles under your umbrella like this?
I mean, look, I grew up playing Blizzard games myself. The Warcraft, Diablo, I have fond memories of those too from years ago and decades ago in some cases. Blizzard makes incredible games and has for decades now, and Overwatch launching a couple years ago is just sort of the latest amazing title that the really talented development team has come up with. And it's been an absolute honor to be able to work with those geniuses every day and to work with them and partner with them to build Overwatch League around that amazing game.
You know, it's funny, a couple years ago when this went from, it's just, you know, kids playing video games to, I think a lot of eyebrows were raised out here in San Francisco, not by people like you and me, but by businessmen and investors when they saw the Golden State Warriors invest in a team. And they're like, well, wait a minute, the Warriors are smart. Something's going on here, and it's just gone from strength to strength now.
Yeah, my background, I joined Activision Blizzard a couple years ago. Before that, I happened to work at the NBA in the league office in New York, and so being part of that moment a couple years ago when a lot of the NBA owners and those really savvy sports investors around the teams like the Warriors started to pay a lot more attention to esports. It's been really exciting, and I think it's been really positive for the industry to have so many brilliant folks from sports and entertainment get involved. And you know, you look at the teams competing this weekend, the Vancouver Titans. Their ownership group is the Aquilini team, where they operate the Vancouver Canucks and the NHL and run that arena, the Rogers Center up in Vancouver. And the San Francisco Shock, their owner Andy Miller is a part owner of the Sacramento Kings. So it's across our ownership group, we've been able to engage some of the best minds and most savvy and in tune investors from traditional sports and entertainment and partner with them to build the league together.
Yeah, and I got to say, I'll be rooting for the hometown team, San Francisco. We don't want to. Dirty foreign country like Canada winning, do we? Just kidding.
Oh, look, I grew up in New York. Vancouver Titans are an amazing team. They, you know, they earned the right to play this weekend, as did the Shock. These are two teams that have battled each other to a bloody draw all season long. They're 2-2 against each other this year. Even more crazy, they've each won 11 maps against each other. So they're like, if you think about even just scoring points in the four matches that they've played, they're at a dead draw. They've each beaten each other once in one of our stage playoffs, which are the sort of smaller tournaments that we run throughout the season. So this really is a grudge match in the truest sense of the word. It's the two best teams in the league. Finally having a chance in front of millions of fans to answer the question of who's the best.
By the way, we are speaking with John Spector about the grand finals and the final here on Sunday. They will be live streamed on Twitch, as we are right now, also on the ESPN app, OverwatchLeague.com, Overwatch League app. I think what's really important, too, when you think about all the teams in Europe and Asia, is that in the past, if they wanted to, you know, get in these leagues, it wasn't cheap. They had to get over here, and it's true. Next year, you can say regular season matches; they can stay domestic, right?
Yeah. So we have teams from all over the world. Our 20 teams, a bunch from the U.S. and a couple in Canada, but also London, Paris, several teams in China and Seoul, Korea, and. As we were building a global league, it was really important to us to do that in a way that gave local fans from all over the world a chance to come out and support their team. So as we head into 2020, there will be home games in all of those locations next year. And that's going to be logistically a big challenge to manage all of that travel and to make sure that when New York plays Shanghai in Shanghai next year, that goes off seamlessly. But it should be amazing for our fans, and I know our players are really excited to come home and play in front of their fans.
And then you think about the Olympic Games, and I'm all for it. I'm all for any sort of competition and stress and hand-eye coordination and tactics. How does it look on the forefront for the Olympic Games and esports?
Yeah, I know we've had a series of really productive conversations with a lot of the stakeholders in that industry and some of the other companies and leaders in video games from around the world. I'll give my personal opinion. I think it would be awesome to be able to bring more esports competitions into a forum like that. I think it would continue to help grow the audience and show more people around the world how incredible these athletes are. It's for Overwatch League, for example, right? We have about 200 players competing in Overwatch League. They represent about 20 different countries from around the world, and they really are the 200 best in the world at something that more than 40 million people have tried their hand at. And so when you start to think about showcasing the best of the best and that global competition and a lot of the things that I think make the Olympics amazing. Those are values that we certainly share here at Overwatch League.
Final question for you. it reminds me a lot of hockey or baseball, where they say if you're good enough, you're old enough, but then you take it even lower. Do you have an age restriction? Because, I mean, some of the best players, let's face it, they're young teenagers.
Yeah, so you have to be 18 to compete in Overwatch League. You can sign a contract to compete when you're a little bit younger, but you can't take the stage until you turn 18. I could have our lawyers come on and spend an hour, you know, boring you to death about all the good reasons for that. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the key ones is just a maturity required to take on this responsibility and to become a professional athlete in the truest sense of the word. So our players today, they range from 18 on the young end to their mid to late 20s on the high end. There certainly are some incredible 16-year-olds out there in the world at Overwatch. They get to compete in our amateur sort of path to pro ecosystem. We have a contenders league around the entire world that's really primarily intended to develop and showcase upcoming talent. So for people who aren't quite old enough to compete in Overwatch League, they have contenders to hone their craft and get better and build hype and excitement for when they do turn 18 and they become eligible to join the big leagues.
All right, let's check it out. Remember to go online to the OverwatchLeague.com. You can see it on the ABC network. You can see it on the ESPN app. Of course, our friends at Twitch, the Overwatch League app. San Francisco take on Vancouver. Winning team $1.1 million. Runner-up $600K. Been speaking with John Spector from Activision Blizzard. John, congratulations on everything as you continue to grow. And if you ever get back into the Bay Area, come on in. We'd love to have you in studio.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, great stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Byline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you.
What do you say, Till?
T-I-L. Rick Tittle with you. Downtown San Francisco. It's time to give away a brand new game. Now, this one, I'll have to say, in the history of doing this show, I'm giving away a free game. So, how does that work? Well, I'm giving away a free game with some stuff in it that would be normally monetized. Extra hearts. What it is Dr. Mario World. Dr. Mario World is a iOS and an Android phone game. And your iPads as well, obviously. Developed by Nintendo. Published by Nintendo. And I just have to ask you a question, and then you can write to rick@sportsbyline.com to see who... As they have a hiccup there, excuse me, gets it right. Second correct answer, who's Mario's brother?
Well, Rick, he's a fictional character.
All right, who's his fictional brother then?
Well, I only know of one of them.
Well, that's the one. Who is Dr. Mario's brother? Send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins. Dr. Mario World. If you think about Tetris in the early 90s on the Game Boy, and that chewed through a lot of batteries for sure. And then they came out with Dr. Mario. And that was pills. And I'm sure somebody would say, oh, the opioid crisis. Somebody will have a problem with this one way or another. But anyway, the way they do it now is instead of, remember Tetris, boom, 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 and dun, 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 they would all come falling down. Now they go up. Aha. That's right. Things go up. But with a free game, that means it has to be monetized somehow. And that is, you only get to go to the next level if you have a heart. And so I'm giving this game away with 10 hearts. Once again, 10 hearts. It's a currency that you can get by winning a level, then you get a heart. Now, if you don't get through the level, you get a new heart in a half hour. Yeah, so you can use real money to buy gems and then use those gems to buy hearts. But the good thing is that even if you're out of hearts, you can play against somebody else in a versus mode. You don't need any hearts to go head-to-head with somebody else. Now, Nintendo says they plan to update this game as we go. It is a very addicting game. Couple of the levels, you can see stuff on the top of the screen. You can see like Mario versus Bowser if you're taking on and characters like that and little bombs. There's a lot of cool little musics and musical interludes, I should say. The graphics are very nice. But anyway, check it out. Dr. Mario World from Nintendo, developed and published, rated 4+. Yes, you have to be 4 years old. You have to be 4 years old to play this game. 1-800-878-PLAY. The Sega Genesis Mini is coming out, and you know, like a lot of these mini systems, they're filled with lots of retro games and things. But I saw an interesting article in PC Magazine saying that it's important to archive these games. And you might say, well, we have them. They already are archived. Well, a lot of times, listen, the code changes, the formats change. 4K, 8K, NTSC, PAL, CCAM, dot matrix, HERC, monochrome. Think of all the ways you can see something. You know, LCD. The Genesis Mini is going to have 42 games, which is going to be really cool. The suggested retail price is $80. Once again, $80, which was the same as the Super Nintendo Classic. The NES Classic came in at $60. And it's got a little teeny baby Genesis thing and some old school, two old school controllers as well. But you're talking about the Castle Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse, Castlevania Bloodlines, Contra Hardcore, Dr. Robotnik, Mega Man the Wily Wars. That was a 16-bit version of Mega Man, Mega Man 2, Mega Man 3. Shining Force, Shinobi 3, Sonic 2, Streets of Rage 2. It goes on and on. Echo, Altered Beast, Alex Kidd, some of the original ones. Golden, Golden Axe, Kid Chameleon. Those are good. Earthworm Jim, Toe Jam and Earl, Vector Man. And there's a Eternal Champions plus Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition and Virtual Fighter. A lot of great games. But, you know, when you think about games getting archived and, you know, is it enough to have the games archived? Well, all you got to do is look back to a day at Universal Studios. It was June 1st, 2008. Universal Studios in Southern California. They were on one of the stages there, not too far from the Back to the Future courthouse there. And some maintenance workers were rebuilding a roof, and they were using blow torches to heat up some asphalt shingles. They finished that job at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, the protocol was they had to stay there for an hour to make sure the shingles cooled off. They waited an hour. When they left, 4:40 a.m., they hotted up, and the fire moved quickly. It destroyed a lot of Universal Studios. It started working its way around the King Kong encounter, and then it got to a huge building called Building 6197. It was a 22,320-square-foot warehouse. And inside were a lot of record masters and film masters that were irreplaceable. How many were in there? This is what we were trying to find out. And for the lawsuit that came out later that year, they said about 118,000 albums and movies and songs were lost. And then they went back a little bit later and they said, no, it was about 175,000. And then in 2009, when they had a year to count, it was over 500,000 items, movies, and songs. The monetary value of that loss cannot be calculated. The loss of the stuff itself, they thought, was about $150 million, just as far as if they wanted to sell it. But in historical terms, it's really staggering because these are original masters, and we'll never hear those songs again, a lot of them. And we're talking Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Al Jolson, Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald. The whole Billie Holiday catalog was in there. Patsy Cline, Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Dizzy Gillespie. It goes on and on and on. Etta James, Bo Diddley. They were all lost. And then even some of the masters of people nowadays, R.E.M., Aerosmith, Leonard Skinner, Soundgarden, No Doubt, Beck, Eminem. It goes on and on. Now, with those, you can say, well, I got those on my iPod. Yeah, sure. But they aren't the masters. And so they can never be recreated without losing a generation. Now, some of these were not backed up. And as I mentioned, there's hundreds of thousands that are just gone. And, you know, I remember taking history classes. They talked about the Great Alexandria Fire in ancient times in Egypt. And that's where all the scrolls of the world were stored. And then that burned down. And basically the entire history of the ancient world was lost. After that, it was just, hearsay. So, yeah, it's a little bit, I understand what they're getting at when they talk about. Let's give them something to talk about when they talk about archiving. All right, let's take a look at the games coming out this week. The big one, and this is going to come out on Tuesday, as they usually do, Destiny 2 Shadowkeep. Xbox One, PC, PS4. And if you got in early, you get some extra stuff as well. And then Destiny 2, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. You know, YU-NO: a girl who chants love, PC, PS4, Switch. Ready, Set, Heroes. It's an action game on the PC and the PS4. We Were Here Too, a creepy adventure game. That is an Xbox One exclusive. In Between, a DLC platformer for the PS4. Visage, your visage. Les yeux sans visage, eyes without a face, PC. Neo Cab, PC and the Switch. Eyes of Aura on the Switch. Northgard, PS4 and Xbox One. And then we're going to get a little Tom Clancy Ghost Recon on Friday. PS4, Xbox One, PC. And Ghostbusters, the video game. Switch, PS4, PC, Xbox One. It's going to be a big week. And then on your phone, speaking of phone games, Call of Duty Mobile, Android, and iOS. And this was announced in the spring. A lot of different game modes, free-for-all, frontline, hardpoint, domination, TDM, as always. It's also going to have a little battle royale, but some of your favorite maps. Nuketown from Black Ops is in there. Crash from Modern Warfare. Hijack from Black Ops 2. You'll also be able to play Crossfire and Killhouse from MW. You'll have a reworked firing range from Black Ops 4 that'll be available. And Standoff from Black Ops 2. Is on the list as well. There will be score streaks. There will be loadouts. They're going to try and make it as good and as realistic as the real games are. And so right now, if you look at the score streaks that were announced, Recon Car, UAV, Hunter Killer Drone, Air Supply Drop, Counter UAV, Missile Strike Drone, Sentry Gun, SAM Turret, Stealth Chopper, and the VTOL Warship, you know, when that comes out. Even when you're under a roof, it gets you. It's like Ball Gunner. Primary and secondaries, grenades, explosive, or tactical. You got the Purifier for the weapon skill streak. That's the flamethrower. You got the War Machine. We know that is the multiple grenade launcher. Death Machine is the minigun. Transform Shield is the deformable shield. Sparrow is the bow. And Tempest is the electric bolt rifle. All right, we will take a quick break and we'll come on back and we will get to the cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, closing it out in our customary fashion by telling you a cheat code. Send your requests to rickatsportsbyline.com. This is a good one, and this one comes from Timo. This is Timo Meyer from the Sharks. Timo says, Rick, I know it's a classic, but I don't know it. What is the God mode in Doom? Well, you're talking Doom. You're talking about one of the great DOS games of all time and one of the great FPS games of all time. And what you did in that game, of course, you had a keyboard. You're playing it on your PC, as I mentioned, MS-DOS, and that was to put in IDDQD, and that toggled you on and off in God mode. IDDQD, it stood for ID, and then Delta Q Delta. Delta Q Delta was a fraternity formed by Doom programmer Steve Daler during his college days. So just thought I'd let you in that little secret. Once again, you're playing Doom, IDDQD, ID Delta Q Delta, and that gets you the God mode. The one thing about that game that I noticed at the time, but it wasn't a big deal, because it was such an amazing game. But The other one, the other thing about this game is that when you aimed, you didn't aim up or down. So if you had, if you had something that was up on a ledge or you had something downstairs, you had your shotgun, your pistol, or your BFG, or your Beretta that you would start off with a 9mm, and you would just go ahead and point it, and it would know that you wanted to shoot up or down. These were early days, folks. We're talking the 80s. All right, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for writing in. Rick@sportsbyline.com. You can talk to me all week or write me, and we'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.